Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 431. We're going to resume discussing the five-step action plan to a healthy and happy marriage. And we talked about action step number one, which is to commit in a previous two shiurim. And now we're going to talk about action step number two, which is called seal your exits. Seal your exits means that once you committed to your relationship, to your marriage, it's now time to really get serious. And the first thing you need to do is to protect your marriage against external negative influences. We had this in prior shiur where we used the term burning the ships. You have ships that you burn that you don't, you know you can't get back there. Because when you have these external negative influences, it drains the energy out of your relationship, out of your marriage. Therefore, what you need to do, a husband and a wife together, is to create your own safe room, your own safe space, which means you seal off all these energy leaks and window leaks and cracks in the walls and any other possible exit coming from your home that could be a hazard to yourself, to your wife, a husband, to your family. And you shut out any external ear, and that relationship now is sealed and is a sacred space without any potential leakage or toxic things that could come out from the outside that could harm you. That's how you keep the energy in your relationship. That's how to keep a marriage vibrant, that it's a living entity, that there's energy there. And therefore, before you can refocus on the energy between you and your husband or you and your wife, you must make sure that no energy is leaking from the outside that could drain it. And any behavior, what is an exit? What is this type of exit that you're trying to seal off? Any behavior that you take when you don't know how to talk to your husband or wife about uncomfortable feelings or issues. And these behaviors could be conscious or unconscious ways that you do when you avoid dealing with each other. Either you withdraw within yourself, or you go looking somewhere else to get your needs met. Whichever way it is, what you're doing here is you're draining the relationship from its energy until it becomes lifeless. In a sense, the way he says it, Rav Shlomo Slatkin, is that you filed for an invisible divorce. What's an invisible divorce? Invisible divorce means you're married. It's better than actually getting divorced. But it's basically that you're roommates or business partners, and that's a very tragic, sad way to live in a marriage. Many couples live like that, wait till their children grow up and leave the house, and then they feel we can't continue this relationship. But it doesn't have to be this way. When you're aware of your exits and you close them off and you learn how to revive your relationship and breathe fresh life into your relationship, into your marriage, you can make it thrive. So we're going to discuss now several of these aspects of these exits that people take to drain the marriage, to run away. Some, obviously, is a divorce itself. It ends the relationship. Sometimes it's substance abuse, infidelity, very serious things. But there are many, many that are less severe, but they're so dangerous. He uses the words insidious and parasitical, like a parasite. It eats at it. That does equal damage in the long run to even substance abuse and infidelity. These are behaviors that could either that you're doing intentionally to avoid your spouse, or it's things that you enjoy, so you have that outlet, but you're using it as an escape also, to take away the energy and time away from the relationship. There's nothing wrong, we said this before, of healthy activities and outlets that a husband and a wife needs. There's nothing wrong with that, to express your talents and your abilities. You need to take walks and exercises, you need some alone time, all that is wonderful, and it's fine. But if you know you're doing these activities to avoid spending time with your husband or wife, that's considered an exit. And he lists several things that people do. He mentions 14 common exits that people do to escape dealing with their marriage. Number one is actually work. And again, work is one of those things that is l'tayales. There is healthy aspects of work. It is a healthy thing to work. The malacha honors the one who does it. Because without it, it brings to zima, immorality. Without work, it brings to shiamum, which is basically insanity or depression and whatever it is. So work has a lot of healthy benefits when used in the right balance, in the right measure. But if you're using work, as many people do, to escape their family life, whether it's their children, whether it's their own husband or wife, and they escape it in their work. And again, it doesn't have to be necessarily work like in a business work. For example, if a husband is working at a work, he's escaping by going excess hours to avoid coming home and dealing with his wife or children. A wife could also do work, even if either in a career or even at home, if she's involved in other projects. And even if it's chesed projects, good projects, going to shiurim. But it's for the purpose of escaping the reality of what a wife knows she needs to do for her husband and her children at home, that is unhealthy. So that's why every woman needs to evaluate herself. If you run from shear to shear to shear, that's a beautiful thing if you want to get your Yir Shamayim and everything. But you have to be very, very careful if this creates a neglect to your husband or to your children, then that is one of those exit hatches that people use. Another one is overeating. Overeating, some people have it as an emotional eating, but it's also an escape to run away from dealing with uncomfortable feelings often, including dealing with and addressing issues like your marriage, your relationship, internet and emails. We spoke about this many times, the phones, it goes overboard. People go overboard with this and they don't know how to shut it down and connect face to face, eye to eye, and to interact in a healthy way. A fear, obviously, is a terrible exit. Emotional infidelity, which is called an emotional affair, which we discussed, is an extremely unhealthy exit. When you avoid eye contact, meaning that you interact with each other, but you don't look at each other, is another form of escape. Even reading, whether reading a newspaper or reading a novel. But the truth is, even learning, looking into a sefer. This is a insidious, terrible escape hatch. This is when your Torah becomes a sam hamoves. And many people, unfortunately, do this. Which is, in a way, you could say, it's better to escape into Torah than escape into Cholila, drugs, or negative things, or Averis. 100% it's better. But it's also an escape. You're using the Sefer, you're using the Gemara, you're using the Tosfos to run away from the Hischaivus. Hashem is saying, I'm glad you're learning, and, you know, beautiful, but you can't use it to escape yourself and your responsibilities. There are certain things that are mitzvahs she'i efshar lasis ayedei acherim that no one else can do other than yourself. And therefore, you have to do that. And one of those things is taking care of your wife and dealing with her and interacting with her and fulfilling her emotional, physical, and spiritual needs. And by escaping to night seder when you could be learning at home, or escaping into svarim, and because, you know, you're preparing for a shir, or you have to write this Torah, whatever it is, all beautiful, but you know in your heart, deep down, that part of it is because you're escaping the real thing. What Hashem wants from you right now is to interact with your wife, interact with your children, then that is also an unhealthy escape. Talking on the phone with friends, also. Sleeping. Now, sleeping people these days, actually, a lot of them don't get enough sleep. That is true. But that's also something that people do, that they, I'm too tired, I'm sleeping, and they use that as an escape. Hobbies also. Again, there are healthy, healthy hobbies. But again, it can't be used as an escape. For many wives, it's housework. I have to do the laundry, I have to do this, I have to cook, I have to prepare, I have to do this. And the truth is, a wife could be very busy with housework. Or another escape hatch is taking care of the kids. But bottom line is, yes, it's true. Just like a husband could really have a heavy, pressurized work environment where he does have to work more hours at times, true. But nevertheless, he has to really be careful not to let that become an escape hatch for him. Same thing with a wife if she's busy with the laundry, with the kids. And it could be overwhelming. But again, it can't be to the point where you're recognizing that you're using this to escape interacting and dealing with your husband. So this is very, very important. Entertainment and TV obviously is an escape. Even exercise is an escape, you know. I need to do my weights. I need to walk 3 miles and you do it alone. So some of these things are inherently unhealthy, like affair, emotional infidelity, some of the entertainment TV aspects, and all those things are inherently unhealthy. Then there are other things that are not inherently unhealthy because there's a value to work, value to hobbies, value to learning in a safer, value to housework, value to taking care of the kids. But nevertheless, it is used often as an escape. So there are other exits other than the ones we mentioned just now. But whatever they are, it is important to recognize them, to understand that. And what you're doing by doing this is you're really acting out. You're acting out your frustration about your marriage in a passive-aggressive way. It sounds strange, but it is true. A wife, very often, she's upset or she knows she has to address something that's uncomfortable with her husband, and she doesn't want to, she's avoiding it. So she's washing the dishes and she's cleaning the floors, and outwardly it looks like it's a beautiful thing. But it's a lot of it is to escape. I could do that a little later. Now I need to address this, but she doesn't want to. Same thing with the husband. With the husband reading a newspaper or even looking into learning a safer or running away from Night Seder. My wife needs my time and energy now. We have an issue with a child we have to discuss. I can't go to Night Seder tonight. I shouldn't. I really need to do this. So what they do is instead they escape in these things thinking they're doing a mitzvah. And in reality, they're acting out their frustration about their marriage by involving themselves in these activities instead of facing each other in a healthy way. Just like children. Children act out when they're hungry. They act out when they're not getting enough attention. Adults are like children in that sense. They react very similarly when their needs are not met. When their needs are not met, they act like children. But with children, it's obvious because they get into temper tantrums. They yell, they scream, they cry. With an adult, they know how to cover it up. So the temper tantrum, quote unquote, comes into a form of housework, of going to a shir, of looking into a safer, of doing work because you need to work, or vacuuming, and things like that. But again, these a lot of healthy activities, but it's unhealthy when it's used as an escape. And it really is an active form of acting out your frustrations in your marriage. So that's one thing, an escape. Another thing is, unfortunately, is what people do is they get their needs met elsewhere. What happens is when a person feels unloved or ignored or unappreciated, they go everywhere else except to their own husband or wife to get those needs met. You find other people or other activities that will meet these needs, or you withdraw into yourself and you feel hopeless about ever getting what you want. And it's problematic for the relationship. First of all, they can be very time consuming. It takes away time that you could invest in your relationship with your husband and wife to make it better. Another dangerous, dangerous thing that can happen is you develop, chas v'shalom, an emotional connection with the member of an opposite gender, which is a very slippery slope, and that could destroy your marriage and it could destroy yourself. And also, you feel you're getting those needs met elsewhere. You're not motivated now to work on your relationship, because working on your relationship is not the easier approach. This is part of life, with the things that are right and correct and ultimately rewarding down the road in the most beautiful way. But right now it's difficult. People would want to escape that and do something that's easier for them. It is not easy when you both have uncomfortable feelings to work on your relationship. But that ultimately is, the number one, the right thing to do. And number two is that once it's worked on and effort is put on it, the rewards of it is everlasting. It creates a beautiful shalom, and it needs ultimately will each other will get met. And that is really very, very important. So it makes sense why a person would want to exit the relationship, right? You want to get your needs met, and when they're not met, you get angry or afraid, or you avoid intimacy. And with if someone lacks the communication skills, it could be threatening to share frustrations about unmet needs with your husband or wife. It's a lot safer to complain to a friend or complain about your husband to somebody else and complain about your wife to somebody else. Or a wife, it's easier, I'll just do the dishes and I'm not going to talk to my husband. But in the long run, it's much better for the relationship when you keep that energy where it needs to be and not go elsewhere. And that is very, very important. You know, you may find these exits enjoyable, and it's understandable that you find them enjoyable. In other words, why would you want to talk to your spouse when it is a big chance that there'll be unpleasantness? They'll say mean things that will hurt you. Why bother with that? Go on Facebook. Have a conversation with a friend. Learn a safer. But if you want to save your marriage, you don't take that exit, even if it's more pleasurable. And that is really what it is. If an exit that you have is more enjoyable than your marriage is right now, try to revisit the warmer times when you had with each other, or visualize what could be once you connect, and trust that it could be more exciting and more enjoyable than an exit. And because that's the MS. The MS is that when you put efforts in the marriage and work very hard at it, it is much, much more rewarding and everlasting than any exit could possibly be. So we'll be mamshich on this subject in the next shir. But this is action step two. Seal your exits. Remove those external negative aspects that drain the energy from your husband, from your wife. And we mentioned a few of them, some intrinsically unhealthy, some that are healthy in and of itself, but when used to run away is unhealthy, and we have to be very careful of that and utilize our energy towards each other to work hard with each other on the relationship. The long-term ultimate results will bring peace and comfort and joy to the both of you. Bracha and Hatzlacha.